is the political will to achieve ambitious targets quickly regarding climate change, but also regarding the crisis. And by the way, we say we have to link the two.
How would you comment the G8 summit results? Developed nations, 80% till 2050.
Well, I welcome that at last we have that in words. Now, I'd like to see action. And what I see is that even when there's words saying, well, okay, we size the issue, we recognize the urgency, what we see is that when it comes to confront the vested interests that have led us here, then the political will is waning a bit and losing strength. Because then, of course, you go against interests of some industries, like the car industry, but also sometimes interests of the consumers who say, well, I don't want to pay more in order to take care of the future generations, you know. And this is probably a lack of courage from the political class to move faster. And then again, you can use the institutions and the political the legislative process as an excuse for not going fast. You can hide behind that. But I really refrain from doing so. Let us not use that as an excuse. I mean, let's build the political will to go, to go there and go there fast.
Or we can wait for the nature to raise its voice and start showing us.
But the key issue here is that if we wait for the nature to force us into that, we may be into irreversible processes, which is not what we want to get at. Mm-hmm. And every month that we lose on this fight brings us closer to that. And this is the thing that we need to avoid. And this is where I do feel a lack of sense of urgency. I mean, when I was listening to Reinfeldt when he presented the case for the Swedish presidency, I think that he's genuine in saying that he perceives the sense of urgency. I think that the Nordic countries get it.